Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior, my Lord, and I'm just taking a few minutes to make a recording to put, hopefully, on the web for people. This is the first teaching of chapter 14. God willing, we will have two other teachings tonight and also on Monday night, and so I hope people can come back and relearn and rehear it again, or bring others to come, or invite others to come with you. Again, we want to know the Word of God in our hearts in a way that we are living it out in our way. I was thinking how this whole chapter reminds me that serving the Lord is not what I call a walk in the park. It's going to be good times, there's going to be bad times, and they can be seen simultaneously at times, but no matter what is happening, I am still called to spread the message of salvation and to go on with my life. I thought about that even at the very beginning, and then later on in the reading, we'll probably hear this today, being taught by Diane, how, you know, at the beginning, Paul and Barnabas, they were at Iconium, and God had actually given them the ability to speak in a way that it touched people's hearts, you know. But nevertheless, there were people, that some unbelieving Jews, they said, that poisoned the minds of the people against them. And again, I'm reminded that God has given us a tongue. That tongue can be used to reach the hearts of people for eternity, or it can be used to tear down what God wants to build up through his gospel and the promotion of the gospel. And so the question always has to be for me, am I mindful of my behavior? Am I mindful about the things that I say? And when I find that I am using my tongue in the wrong way, to turn back from that, to ask the Lord to help me. Also, what we see throughout this chapter is how the apostles, as an example, they were speaking boldly for the Lord. And because they were working so hard for the Lord gave them signs and wonders that they could do. We saw at the beginning how they helped that man to walk. And yet, at the same time, they were not trying to steal the glory of the Lord. Even when the people misunderstood and they were trying to make them gods, you know, Paul was very, very clear. Nope. You know, we are men just like you. We have that sin nature. You know, we have that nature in us. But listen to our message. Listen to what God can do for us. But let me pray. Father, I pray that this is the message that each one of us has in this day, that you have done a great work in us. And people, some of us, some of them will never know how far you have brought us, but we know. We absolutely do. And that fills us with such a gratitude for the transformation that has come about in our lives. Lord, we pray to always, always give you the glory so that more and more people can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. And it's in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we pray. Amen.